misinformation, Mr. Know-It-All.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
And now another useless fact.
Welcome back to the Evan Bray Show, and this is the Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener competition. Every Wednesday at 11 o'clock, like clockwork, we do this. We stop down. Sometimes it's for 5 minutes. Sometimes it's for half an hour, and even then we come close to not getting the right answer, depending on the challenge that the question poses. Last week's, by the way, proved to be a real challenge. We literally got our winner right under the wire, and we'll talk with last week's winner momentarily. What you're playing for? Well, it's bragging rights, first and foremost. If you become Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener, I mean, you wear the crown. You wear the belt. You own that, not only for the week that you're the reigning champ, but you're on the list that very few people find their name on. And, of course, thanks to our friends at Little Town Apparel, you also get a beautiful, fashionable Saskatchewan Smartest Radio Listener t-shirt. Now, the only rules that we have are, number one, you play by phone. You can't text in to win, so you have to play by phone. And number two, we ask that you haven't won this year. So if you haven't won in 2025, and there's thousands of you that haven't, feel free to give us a call at 1-877-332-8255, and we want to know if you know the answer to the question. Now, to get the question, let's bring in last week's winner, Cheryl Arnold. How are you, Cheryl?
I'm great, Evan. How are you?
Not too bad. Boy, last week, that was a tough one, was it not?
It was. It was. Actually, somebody took my answer, and then I answered something different. So.
Oh, is that right? Well, it worked out for the best, didn't it? So last week, the question we threw out, one person was responsible for creating 70 of these a year for a time period. The answer, Shonda Rhimes producing 70 television episodes a year, Grey's Anatomy, How to Get Away with Murder and Scandal, just a few examples. And you got in just under the wire. It was literally like the end of the segment was there and you got in, Cheryl. So I didn't even get a chance to ask you, what do you do for a living?
I just retired.
Did you? Congratulations.
Speech pathologist.
Ah, nice. Well, we love speech pathologists. We've many times we've talked about the importance of course, the role that they play as well. So retirement, that's good. Tell me that somebody was giving you a pat on the back or showing some appreciation for your smarts.
Yeah, my neighbors from the lake. Shout out to Derek and Michelle. They congratulated me.
Awesome. That's good. Well, Cheryl, you have this week's question. Frank and I, of course, off air, we're talking about whether this is going to be a tough question or not. I think it is. Frank thinks there are some aficionados out there, one way or the other, who might know this and have this at the tip of their tongue. So I guess we'll see. Have you got the question ready for us?
I sure do.
Okay, Cheryl, let's have it.
Okay, here it is. This word was once used to describe beer.
Ah, so, I mean, I like a linguistics question coming from a speech pathologist. I like that, Cheryl.
All right. I don't know the answer.
Well, that's okay. We don't want you to give the answer, Cheryl, but we do appreciate the question. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome.
Okay. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Congrats again. This word was once used to describe beer. How hard can it be? 1-877-332-8255. Do you know the answer? Seems like it should be easy. You might know it. You might have it right there. And we're going to start with Jeff in Saskatoon. How are you, Jeff?
Not good.
You don't want to be the first caller.
No. And I don't drink. That doesn't help.
Well, you can still come up with the word. This word, the question again today, this word was once used to describe beer. What do you say?
Barley.
Barley?
Yeah.
Good guess. Makes sense, but no, it's not barley, but thanks for playing along, and thanks for getting us started. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Lorne at Moores Beach. This word was once used to describe beer.
Well, I don't know. I'm drawing a blank. Well, it was once, and it still is. The word is mine.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm not going to argue with you on that one. I like it. Mine is not the answer I'm thinking of, but on a hot day, It makes sense. Thanks so much, 1-877-332-8255. This word was once used to describe beer. Ron in Lestock, what do you think?
Well, I don't really know. The only thing that comes to mind on some hot days, I've called it mother's milk.
Fair enough, fair enough. I mean, I think we're going to learn a lot from people here as we try and get the right answer. But no, mother's milk is not the right answer. 1-877-332-8255. This word was once used to describe beer. Al in Regina, do you know?
I would say brew.
Brew. Yeah, okay. I like it. I get it. Yes. Fair enough. I can't say you're wrong, but that's not the answer we're looking for. So thanks for playing along, Al. It's not brew. It's not barley. It's not mine. It's not mother's milk. What is it? 1-877-332-8255. Donna in Emma Lake, Saskatchewan. How are you, Donna?
I'm great.
Good. Have you got my answer?
Well, is it suds?
Good guess. Good guess, Donna, but no, not suds. 1-877-332-8255. This word was once used to describe beer. I still think this is a tough one. I know Frank said, you know what? There's someone out there who, if you're a beer aficionado, you might know this answer. If you are a literary expert, you might know this answer. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Barry in Regina. This word was once used to describe beer.
Well, you throw me off there. I'm going to say a pint.
Yeah, okay, good. That's a good guess. No, it's not the one we're looking for, but it's a good guess. And of course, what happens is as the guesses come in, they eliminate words. So now we know it's not pint, it's not suds, it's not brew, it's not barley. What is it, Perry in Lake Lenore? Do you know?
Would it be swipes?
What was the word?
Swipes. S-W-I-P-E-S.
That's not the answer, but I don't even know. What does that word mean?
Oh, it's a thing they used in the Prohibition time to hide the name of the beer.
Ah.
A weaker beer.
Okay. Well, good. You've taught me something today, Perry. I did not know that, but no, that's not the answer we're looking for. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go. Next is Cam from Drake. How are you, Cam?
I am good. I'm thinking it's chalk.
Chalk.
O-C.
A good guess, but no. It's not chalk, but thanks for guessing. 1-877-332-8255. This word was once used to describe beer. It's an adjective, obviously, to describe beer. It's a word that, I mean, technically could still be used, but I would suggest is not commonly used to describe beer. But it technically could still be used to describe beer. What are we talking about? Let's go to Maury. Have I said that right?
Maury?
Yes. Good. Okay. Yes. Thank you for calling. What have you got for me here, Lori?
Ale.
Ah, okay. Good guess. I assumed we'd get that guess. So ale is actually not the answer we're looking for, but it's kind of part of the answer. It helps us get there. So ale is kind of another word for beer, and it's been used. It's a variety of beer for sure, but it's not the answer we're looking for, but it plays a role in what the final answer is. So I said, if you're a beer enthusiast, you might know this little tidbit of information. If you are a literary expert, you might know this. You might hearken back to some of your literary knowledge to help you with this, because this word was once used to describe beer. This word was once used to describe beer by a very famous author. 1-877-332-8255. So now we've given a couple of hints. Let's go back to the phone lines. I got Michael in Saskatoon. What word are we looking for?
Is it called gruet?
No, it's not gruet, but good guess. Thanks for playing along. Let's go to Curtis next. I've got Curtis in Saskatoon. What do you say?
I'll take a shot at mead.
Okay, good guess. Mead is another one I expected to see on the guest list this week, but no, it's not mead, not barley, not gruit, not suds, not pints, not brew. What is it? 1-877-332-8255. Let's go Kent in Saskatoon. Kent, do you know the answer?
I'm going to go with hoppy.
Hoppy?
Yeah.
Okay, good guess. I mean, I still would use that word, I would suggest, for certain beers for sure. That's not the answer we're looking for, no. 1-877-332-8255. I said a very well-known author from years ago used this word in his writing to describe beer. This word, once used to describe beer. And technically, it could still be used today. It's just, I don't think it is commonly used today. Joy in Saskatoon, what do you say?
I say draught. D-R-A-U-G-H-T.
Okay. Like a draft beer.
Not draft. It's way back in the evil time. No, medieval time.
How did you say it? How did you pronounce it?
I said draught.
Okay.
D-R-A-U-G-H-T.
Okay. Well, either way, it's not the one, but I like the fact that you're digging back, because if you dig back, that's where this comes from. This comes from like a while ago, like the 14th century. 1-877-332-8255. Should we take a break here, Frank? Let's take a break and then we'll come back. I know we got the phone line still lit up. This word was once used to describe beer. I said it probably could still be used today, although I don't know that it is often used. It is something that you might know if you're a beer aficionado or if you are a person who enjoys literary history. And this word was used by a well-known author. It dates back to the 14th century. Gosh, we got to be getting you there. 1-877-332-8255. Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener, back momentarily on 650 CKOM, 980 CJME. Well, thank you so much for joining us. This is proving to be a tough question. The contest is called Saskatchewan's Smartest Radio Listener. Today, maybe it's the impossible question. However, not to put any pressure on our phone callers, but on the text line, there's a couple people that have it. There's a couple of people that got the answer. The question today, this word was once used to describe beer. I've given a number of hints, including this dates back to the 14th century. It was used by an author. Let's go back to the phone line and see if Leighton in Pike Lake knows my answer.
Would it be ambrosia?
No, not ambrosia, but good guess. Actually, I saw that guest on the text line as well. So good guess. Let's go to Corey in Saskatoon. What do you think, Corey?
I'm going with grog.
No, not grog, although that, I mean, hey, I will. You can find that in many books, many literary works for sure. I think I've even heard almost like a slang use of that word before when describing beer, but that's not what we're looking for. What is the answer? This word was once used to describe beer. Ian in Saskatoon, what do you say?
Oh, I don't even know what language you're talking about. So many different ones.
Well, it's English.
It is.
Yeah.
English, huh? Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, I'm going to go with the word Bior.
B-E-O-R. Okay. I'm guessing that was a one time a word used to basically say beer, another version of beer.
Yeah, I was going to say Sicaru or something.
Okay, I saw that text on the text line as well. Either way, either of those not correct, so I'm going to keep plugging through here. I'm going to see if Kelly and Weber knows my answer. What do you think, Kelly?
I want to say cerveza.
Good guess. Good guess, but no, not cerveza. Robert in Saskatoon, what do you say?
Ale.
Ale? No. Ale was guessed once already. We didn't get the answer. Okay, we're getting close on time here. And the phone lines are still lit up. I have trust. Given the fact that we've got some people on the text line that have the right answer, I think we're going to get the right answer eventually here. Let's start with Kelly in Lumsden. This word was once used to describe beer. What do you say?
Moist.
Moist. Yes. Moist. I actually would have also accepted corny. Where does that come from, Kelly?
I just got it from the hint when the song played at the beginning.
Are you kidding? That's how you got it?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Frank always tries to pick a song. If we're having trouble getting a winner, he often will pick a song that tries to give the hint. The band Moist were singing that song, and the answer is Moist. You're right. So this is where it comes from. Linguist professor Valerie Friedland was recently on Armchair Expert podcast, which is a great podcast. And she talks about and explored the relationship between language and society. And she was talking about the Canterbury Tales, 14th century collection of about 24 stories from Geoffrey Chaucer. And in there, Chaucer used it to mean fresh. So he said a moist and corny ale when he was talking about beer. And by the way, he spelt moist M-O-Y-S-T-E, but essentially the word moist still means the same thing. He was talking fresh. And so while you could probably describe the beer as moist today, I don't know that it makes it that much more appealing to people. Either way, Kelly, congratulations. You are Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener.
Woo-hoo.
Kelly, what's your last name?
Strickland.
And what keeps you busy in Lumsdend?
I'm a town man.
Oh, are you? So you're on the go. So you're enjoying the warm weather, bracing for the fact that you know when things change, you're going to be dealing with everything from snow to water problems to whatever.
Yeah, you bet.
Well, congrats. Have you ever won this contest before?
Yes, a long time ago.
Well, we're glad to have you back atop the winner's list. I'm going to get you to hang on. Frank needs to get some information so he can send you your prize package out. Kelly, congrats again.
Thank you.
Kelly from Lumsden knew the answer. The question, this word was once used to describe beer, and the answer, moist. A moist and corny ale. Not exactly a marketing campaign that's going to drive you to buy beer today, but back in the day, Geoffrey Chaucer chose to describe it as he was writing the Canterbury Tales. So congrats to Kelly, and thanks to everybody who played along. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will pay some respects and appreciation to an industry that makes a big difference, not just in our province, in our country, the trucking industry. We've got guests from the Saskatchewan Trucking Association, because it is a special week for them as we celebrate National Trucking Week. We'll talk about where things are at with that industry and how these tariffs have affected them when we come back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.